What is in your life's blueprint?
What is good, We Love Philly fam? Welcome back to the We Love Philly podcast. If this isn't your first time with us, you're probably wondering what's going on. Where's the bald man? Where's the man himself, Carlos Aponte? Or you could be familiar with my voice and you remember me from quite a few other podcasts because I've been here for a while now. But if you haven't realized already, this is the launch of our new podcast featuring our new host, me. And if you're not familiar with me, my name is Tyed Wilson. Tyed Yuri XOX Wilson. I'm a multimedia producer. Of course, I was born and raised here in Philadelphia, raised on Allegheny. And I've been with We Love Philly for about three and some change now. I am indeed the newest employee. Don't have to clap, it's okay. But I'm now the director of content creation, which means, yes, you guys get to see me a lot from now on and hear me. Of course, I'm in charge of the podcast now, so you guys get to hear my lovely voice. You get to see me all the time because I'll be at the events recording. And of course, I'll be doing the event videos as per usual, including our upcoming event, our casino night gala. Yes, this is going to be our very first annual gala. It's going to be taking place on 4/15. So make sure you get your car ready. You get your skateboard booming. You get that bike in action because you're going to want to come down. It's going to be an amazing time. We're doing it to raise funds for the 2023-2024 school year. And of course, as everything, there will be students there running everything that you see. There'll be students running podcasts. There'll be drinks. Of course, there'll be games, prizes, dinner. Who doesn't like food? There'll even be student dealers. Of course, we always want to put our students at front of everything we do. So that's why they're there running everything. That's why they're hands-on. They honestly amaze us. They've been in the community for the recent holidays, reaching out to orgs. How can we do this? How can we do that? We have a statewide Ninja Warrior League going on in the making right now, created all by them. Playing, making the courses, running it, testing it, designing it for it to be a future citywide league. It's always beneficial to put them at the front and have them share their voice. All of this, they can have somewhere to go so they're not on the street, so they're not sitting there witnessing the things that make them feel the way they feel about school, the way they feel about their city. And I believe that ties in really well with something special that I really want to share with you all today. Recently, me and founder of We Love Philly, Carlos Aponte, got the great opportunity to go down to the Friends Select School right here in the heart of our city for a podcasting workshop. Nothing about this school is traditional, so it was already cool and sick to see how they rock out down there because it's a lot different. It is a lot different from modern, traditional, urban schools that are in North Philly. Just recently, seeing schools that are in Center City based in such a rich environment is already beneficial for them. But then not only that, them being able to not have to be restricted by the rules of the Philadelphia school system is very beneficial for them because the teachers get more freedom and there's more learning that is able to happen. So we went down there and we talked to the students a little bit about podcasting and what it is and what it does. But nonetheless, the focus, what we were trying to get out to them, what we wanted them to take away from the class is the power of content and what lies in our story when you share your story. Focusing on their story, we taught them about the story of self, the story of us, and the story of now, which is the key components for any story for the longest of time. So focusing on their stories, we were able to capture their voice, giving them a platform to express their opinions on the current state of education in Philadelphia by shooting a small little podcast interview. So they got to share their stories using the stories of self, stories of us, and stories of now. And I think it went pretty well. It was very interesting to see their perspective of life because everyone's going to look different, but the similarities is what ultimately brings us together to get to that story of now. In doing so, we sat them down, we taught them about it, we spoke to them, and then we got a couple to sit there and share their story. So I would love to share that with you all.
There you go.
Recording. We're recording. So first, I'm going to start you off by saying your name and just how you're feeling today.
My name is Rafi. I'm feeling pretty good today.
All right. Rafi is here from
Friends Select School.
And we're just here to share his story a little bit.
I would say, like, where I could start is probably, like, school-wise, elementary school. I would say it wasn't the greatest, but it was probably second best to all the schools I went to. It wasn't the most academically great, but, like, the environment was always great. Middle school was probably like one of my worst years just because it was a lot going on and academically the school wasn't good. I came out well enough to where I could get a scholarship to go to a private school. That was good. My life in high school has been all right. I guess I would say I've gone through a lot more than most people would in high school, but I would say that my high school experience, like just in school, has been one of the greater school experiences that I've had.
All right. So what do you think exactly has changed from that time to now? If you can give me a sense of location of where that school was, like just so I can get a grasp of where it was.
From middle school to high school?
Yeah.
In middle school, it was in like West Philly. I would definitely say it was more dangerous.
Yeah.
And then compared to high school, where it's like downtown, it's like in a more safe environment, I would say. So yeah.
Okay, I feel that. All right. So what exactly made you make this change and strike for your education where you were like, this is something important, this is gonna affect me the rest of my life. I can't just sit here and deal with the cards I'm dealt. Like, I have control, I'm a human, I can move and I can seek those resources.
I would say I definitely wanted better for myself, and I wanted people to see me as better. Like, I'm not just sitting around waiting for things just to come to me. I'm gonna take action and ensure I'm like doing better for myself, and I can get a education to where I could possibly go to a good college and make sure like a good spot academically for myself, and the environment I'm in is always a good environment.
Yeah, that's pretty strong and that's pretty wise for you to make that decision pretty early on, because I just know from experience, being that kid in that school, like being surrounded by people that aren't gonna have the same mindset as you, that are gonna maybe do that, it gets you either complacent or it gets you to fall in the same category. And it just takes a lot for you to move out of that and move out your comfort zone and be able to do that. And I feel like you did that again today. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, today we're joined by a new select student.
Kassir from Revolution School, 12th grade senior.
So we're here with Kassir. He's the man, the myth, the legend. New album coming out this week.
All right.
But we're just here to share a little bit about his story.
My story, grew up in Alney. I like clothes. I like to dress. I like to play games. I like to watch anime. I just like to chill.
Who did you go to in Alney?
What school did I go to? I went to Morrison Elementary, the neighborhood school.
How was that experience for you?
Traumatizing.
I mean, I can definitely understand why it's traumatizing being in the middle school in Philadelphia, but if you could elaborate on what exactly rubbed you the wrong way.
Rubbed me the wrong way? I had to face a lot of things early on. Some things I shouldn't have and should have.
Do you think being forced to grow up quicker kind of like made you feel more responsible in the surge or the fight for your education, the fight for like actually being put anywhere besides where they want you to be?
For sure. It was like, it was something that I seen. It was things that were being said, and I was just like, that's a whole new world, because I was actually coming from a different school, and it wasn't like things that I experienced there that I thought I would experience there, especially so early on.
So like experiencing that and being drawn back by like the way it's completely different, what made you want a change? What, like, find We Love Philly and your new school and like get a grasp for who you want to be?
Just not trying to experience that again, because I know what it's like. Or maybe help somebody else point them in the right direction, because I definitely wasn't like pointed in the right direction most of the time. So as far as being in that space and being in that environment, I know for sure that I could point somebody.
Yeah, I think that's very valuable and relatable. I think most people do a lot of things that are them because of what they've been through. That's what makes them. A lot of people try to hide from it these days, and they end up being a shell of what they could be.
Sure.
And that's scary. So I think it takes a lot of pride to be able to do that.
Am I stepping on your shoes,
Cam? You are stepping on my white forces, my guy.
My bad. I'm going to go ahead and interview because I stepped on his forces, but I appreciate you coming on today. Hello, we're joined here by Layla. And what school are you from?
Friends Select School.
And where exactly is that school?
Central Philadelphia.
Nice. Just to get a little bit about you, where exactly are you from?
Philly.
Born and raised. Have you always went to school in Philly?
Yeah.
How was your previous school years?
I went to a Catholic school, did not like it very much.
Is there any specific reasons why you didn't like it?
I felt pushed.
Pushed?
And then, like, gradually, my class started to dwindle down. So when I graduated 8th grade, I had 10 students in my class. Mm-hmm. And after I graduated, the school shut down.
Oh.
So it was a boring experience.
And after that, you went
to Friends Select.
Okay. And as soon as you got here, what would you say you felt?
My old school had mostly black students, but coming here, I was a little culture shocked, because I haven't really gone to a really mixed school. Well, like this one, but I think I blended in well.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
What would you say is some key problems or key things that you want to get out of school that if you were in charge, you would mend or change?
I think one thing I like about this school is what we're doing this week, Justice Week. I don't think a lot of schools really teach stuff like what we're learning about immigrants or queer people. Mm-hmm. I just think more schools should have learning opportunities like this for students who don't usually get that education to get that education to open up their minds to learn stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%. If you don't mind me asking, what do you plan on doing after school?
I wanted to go to film school, like screenwriter, director, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so like then you should be familiar with the content world. What do you digest on a normal day when you're not at school?
Television? Yeah, Netflix, HBO Max, all that.
Okay, so where do you think that's headed? Where's the goal?
I guess to add more representation to television. I, watching as like a black queer person, you don't really have that representation that you would want in TV, even now. Like, it's 2023, and it's hard to find a TV show that has a black main character, a queer main character. Really hard to find both. But I think moving forward, we should have more representation for all communities.
I think that's very powerful and strong, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Not gonna lie, listening to past me there and the students, it really makes you think what experiences really form that trauma that comes with education, because in Wheel of Philly, we're not at all unfamiliar when someone is traumatically affected by the school system. This is the core reason why Wheel of Philly was created. The classroom just doesn't feel safe all the time. But moving to some place that now feels safe, now feels like they hear you, you got your opinion, and you can actually have the freedom to learn. It's a different aspect of that story, because I know breaking out of school and joining Wheel of Philly, that was my key goal, is to make sure that in the future, when my little brother or my offspring has to endure school, it is something that's beneficial and not breeding them in society. I don't appreciate the way that we're not given all the resources that we need to be ourselves. We're just looked at as thriving for the bare minimum, thriving for normality, and I just don't think that's the right way anymore, because not everyone wants to do that. People want to learn. People want to learn. Know that there are still outlets out here. This is why we do what we do. This is why We Love Philly podcast exists. We want more people to take advantage of the resources we have when we're starved for them.